B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
We'll start with this one. It didn't take long for Jersey City police and firefighters responding to a car crash to determine the cause of this particular incident. The senior citizen behind the wheel never removed the club device that locks the steering wheel in place before he took off and struck a gate in front of a home.
Are those things still being used?
This guy still uses one.
Oh, my. You remember they were all over the place.
Yeah. The 74-year-old suffered facial injuries and was taken to a local hospital for treatment. Witnesses to the aftermath of the crash said the vehicle, a Pontiac Bonneville, was filled with items and debris and likened to a hoarding situation.
Oh, my God. Sure, I'll take it. We just have to go make rights everywhere we go.
The first responder arriving at the scene of the crash helped remove the man from the car and found the club was still in place.
I hated those things.
Yeah.
I had one for a brief period, and it was just a pain in the ass.
The driver told police that he did not remember what happened at the time of the accident. I guess you don't need anti-theft devices like that anymore because the technology has come along.
Honestly, take the engine out when you go inside.
Made it easier, yeah. A first-of-its-kind sex doll shop has opened where customers can try out the silicone beauties before they buy, and it's open in Las Vegas.
Is that like doubling up on a fleshlight?
The Las Vegas Sex Dolls Experience prides itself on boldly going where no one has gone before, but insists we are not a brothel.
Yeah, right.
The business offers clients the range of sex dolls and the chance to try them out before they commit at $150 per session.
Oh, my God.
How
do they clean them?
They aim to help customers, quote, create and interact an erotic atmosphere that is perfectly customized to each individual's taste.
Do they modernize them?
I don't know. On their website, they say a host will meet inquiries at the door where they will be escorted to a discreet, safe, and private studio.
Do you have any dolls I can have?
But local residents aren't too pleased with their neighborhood's latest addition. One woman said, we've got apartments and houses on the other side of the road, and we've got houses over here with children. It shouldn't be allowed, and I don't think by law it was. And a sex worker, a woman named Roxanne Price, criticized the development, calling it a slap in the face. She said in an interview, I love my job as a Vegas area legal prostitute. I work hard to comply with all of the regulations in Nevada, and I am happy to travel to nearby rural areas in order to legally sell my sexual services. But this doll brothel is a slap in the face to me and the other hardworking sex workers that are trying to make our way in the world.
It's crock-a-crat. By the way, they opened up one of these. I remember, I think maybe you reported on the story, Preston, but the clientele where they were sort of living out aggressive, violent, like rape fantasies?
They can, yeah. Yeah, there have been places
like
that.
So they closed the place.
In a final twist, aspirations have been cast over whether the so-called brothel actually is legal. The studios at 5150 does not appear to have a license. So they're working out whether it's legal or not.
Welcome to the future.
In Connecticut, police are trying to identify a man captured on surveillance cameras stealing about $17,000 worth of merchandise from a gas station.
What?
Cops say, and listen to this, cops say that the guy got a job there, then proceeded to steal tens of thousands of dollars worth of stolen lottery tickets, cigarettes, and cash on his very first and only solo overnight shift.
$17,000 worth of merch in one night.
But the guy was smart because he also stole his employment folder, which contained his personal information, so the store's owner doesn't even know the worker's name.
Oh man. Wow.
So he's pretty much going to get away scot-free, most likely. The owner told investigators he used an app on his cell phone to view the store's security cameras and noticed that the new employee had left while he was supposed to be working.
I guess the lottery tickets. What else do you steal in a gas station?
The California gunman who fatally shot a man at a pre-Super Bowl party opened fire because he mistook the San Francisco 49ers flag outside the victim's home for a rival gang's colors. Daniel Gonzalez, a homeless member of the Playboy Sereno gang, walked up to the revelers Saturday, the day before the big game, and shot Frank Rojas with a makeshift zip gun during a heated argument. Rojas underwent surgery and he was pronounced dead at the hospital.
The zip gun killed him?
Yeah. Authorities initially said the shooting stemmed from an argument over the Super Bowl in which the men were rooting for different teams, but now it's believed that Gonzalez mistook the 49ers flag for a rival gang's. in the dispute.
What's a zip gun? Is that like
I thought it was
Malkovich
like,
makes in a line of fire? In a line of fire?
I don't think
no,
so.
No, no. I always thought a zip gun was kind of like a shrapnel gun. Like a... maybe I'm wrong.
Nick's looking it up right now. A cheap homemade or makeshift gun is essentially what it says here. So, yeah, I'm not really sure. So neither Rojas nor his friends were associated with any gangs. Gonzalez, who was on probation and living in a nearby homeless encampment at the time of the shooting, tossed his weapon after firing and fled, but was later arrested. He's been booked on murder charges, by the way. So, yeah, it says it's an improvised firearm. And it's made, it says that they range in quality from crude weapons that are as much a danger to the user as the target to highly quality arms produced by cottage industries using salvaged and repurposed materials.
All right. Yeah, so they've evolved over
the years. So you can take pieces of other guns and make them into one that operates, and that's your zip gun. Police say they broke up a fight between two intoxicated men over a snack on Friday evening.
Well, all right, what snack?
What snack, yeah.
Police were dispatched to the Glen Rock Athletic Club after receiving a call from the social club staff regarding a dispute which had become violent. Responding officers found a 54-year-old man and a 56-year-old man involved in a heated dispute over cheese balls.
Yeah, yeah, I see it. I'd murder the effer.
Both men had been separated.
Hers cheese balls, yeah.
By staff and patrons prior to the arrival of police.
Preston, I'm addicted to those.
I know you are. You love them.
I love them.
And hers loves you.
They love me.
Police.
And I love them.
Escorted the men from the premises and were advised not to return for the evening. No charges were filed, but the men were advised of their rights to sign complaints against each other in municipal court if they wanted to.
Huh. You know, we're all waiting to hear what snack food it was.
I know. Okay. That's why I held on to it.
Well, let's, I don't know about that. Well, yeah. Trail mix, no.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
Bar, North Queensland. In Australia, apparently, flying foxes, also called fruit bats, outnumber the population by hundreds of thousands. Resident Adam Carilla says it's like a bat tornado over the town.
Of course!
And those things are huge, by the way. It just seems to me that every bat in Australia is now in Ingham, the mayor, Raymond J-Lo says. The town's botanical gardens are completely overrun with swarms of the bats. In fact, some of the trees are so full of bats, they're breaking from the sheer weight of them.
So they're enormous, as you said. Have you guys ever seen how large these bats can get?
Mm-hmm.
Are they the biggest bats?
I think they are. Yeah. I think they're the biggest bats.
They might be.
I wouldn't be surprised if like those bat people from Beastmaster actually exist in somewhere in Australia.
If they're going to live anywhere, it's Australia.
So J.O. says it's a nightmare. He thinks the infestation has reached biblical plague proportions.
Oh, you gotta love it.
As the colony grows, so do concerns among locals. Bats have now moved into the trees surrounding the local kindergarten and primary school where Adam and Suzanne Corilla have their two daughters. The couple are now part of a growing group of parents who are considering pulling their children out of the school for fear of them getting sick or being scratched by a diseased bat.
Oh, no. That's totally fine.
The problem has become so bad, emergency helicopters can no longer land at the hospital while the bats are in flight, with the main colony just a few hundred meters down the road. A chopper was recently forced to do laps of the town until the animals cleared. Tourism in the area is also taking a hit, with no one wanting to go near the bats.
When you go to some place, don't you plan on the bat population, Preston?
Of course.
It's part of your consideration.
Nick, these are called fruit bats. I know you're looking at ones that are gigantic here.
I thought you said the foxes.
No, they're called flying foxes, but it says that they are fruit bats. But the bats are a protected species under state law, meaning the council is limited in how it can try to move the animals on. non-lethal methods.
How about shoo?
Like smoke, noise, and lights can be used, but crucially, this can't be done when the bats are breeding. So
Australia's on fire.
Yep.
It's overrun with bats. They just found a new, larger version of the funnel web spider, which is one of the deadliest insects on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
What a joy. Yep. What exactly do they put in that Australian travel brochure?
Yep. So they are now overrun by these
bats. I love the Aussies. I love the people. They're fantastic.
Yeah, so they apparently are. It's causing a problem. All right, Bruce McConville would rather burn his own money than give it to his ex-wife, and a disbelieving Superior Court judge giving him 30 days in jail to rethink his claim. The 55-year-old Ottawa businessman sold properties and businesses behind her back, then withdrew the $1 million and, he claims, burned the money in two bonfires. $743,000 last September,
wow,
and then $296,000 in December.
And is that a legal move?
McConville, well, I don't know. McConville has long defied a court order to file an affidavit about his finances, notably where the money went from the secret sales. Because his financial affairs remain a mystery, the court has been unable to figure out what he owes in child and spousal support. As a result, he's been paying neither. He explained that he set fire to the missing million, and it was revealed during a contempt motion last week before Superior Court Justice Kevin Phillips. He said, it's not something that I would normally do. I'm not a person that is extremely materialistic. A little goes a long way. I've always been frugal. Phillips didn't buy his story, by the way. The judge doesn't buy it, and ruled that it was crystal clear that McConville, quote, has very clearly and deliberately set out to thwart the court and the proper administration of justice. So Phillips told McConville that if he doesn't tell the truth in future court filings, he will face penal consequences.
Ooh.
So he says he burnt it, but the judge is thinking
not buying it.
He's sitting on it somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah. If he did, it's pretty interesting. I saw pictures of this. I did not see video, but bizarre footage of two mysterious large ring-shaped clouds appearing in the sky above a Russian city has baffled the internet.
Yeah, it's wild. It is. Yeah, if you can dig that up, Nick, it looks like a sci-fi movie.
Video has emerged showing two disc-like clouds floating before a third suddenly becomes visible. Towards the end of the footage, a plane is seen heading towards the sky rings and pierces the first circle.
They believe it's a bridge troll blowing smoke rings.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yes.
Oh. Local media said a fourth ring appeared shortly afterward. The incident was filmed by numerous local residents, and the images were later widely shared on social media. The unusual phenomenon has raised discussions among web users over possible UFO sightings and even a coronavirus scare. It all goes to the coronavirus.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So
if you're looking for it online, just check under hornymilfs.com.
Some suggested the circles could have been produced by a quadricopter or a type of drone, while others speculated that they could have been the result of secret test flights.
It almost looks like the Olympics symbol.
It does.
That's what I was thinking, yeah. Let's see. We'll do one more story. Police in Laredo, Texas found 36 migrants trapped in a dump truck after the truck had a flat tire and was towed to an impound yard. The migrants were trapped in a hidden compartment in the truck that seemed to haul gravel.
Oh, man.
When investigators and rescuers responded to the impound lot, they heard banging. Police received a tip that made them go back to the truck. The people in the truck were not injured and most likely crossed the border illegally. The hidden compartment of the truck was obscured by sand, dirt, and gravel. The driver of the truck, Ruben Plata, had told officials the situation was handled and a private tow truck was on the way. But while police checked its background, they found it was wanted on a parole violation. Paramedics and rescue crews knocked on the truck. They heard knocking back. The migrants had no ability to escape, but I guess they had a false top on it or something like that that made it look like it was full of gravel, which was kind of interesting.
They're very inventive.
Yep. All right. And there you go. That is what I have in the Bizarre File for you this morning.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.